Well, she said, and did you see what she had on?
Let's get out of here.
But it can't be true about King Hoosis dwelling among the stars, she grumbled as they found their way out of the crowded room. There's nothing but empty space up there.
It's hard to explain, said Mort. He'll dwell among the stars in his own mind.
With slaves?
If that's what they think they are.
That's not very fair.
There's no justice, said Mort. Just us.
They hurried back along the avenues of waiting ghouls and were nearly running when they burst into the desert night air. Isabel leaned against the rough stonework and panted for breath. Mort wasn't out of breath. He wasn't breathing.
I will take you wherever you want, he said, and then I must leave you.
But I thought you wanted to rescue the princess. Mort shook his head.
I have no choice. There are no choices.
She ran forward and grabbed his arm as he turned towards the waiting Binky. He removed her hand gently.
I have finished my apprenticeship.
It's all in your own mind, yelled Isabel. You're whatever you think you are. She stopped and looked down. The sand around Mort's feet was beginning to whip up in little spurts and twirling dust devils. There was a crackle in the air and a greasy feel. Mort looked uneasy.
Someone is performing the rite of Ashk.
It hit like a hammer, a force from out of the sky that blew the sand into a crater. There was a low buzzing and the smell of hot tin. Mort looked around himself in the gale of rushing sand, turning as if in a dream, alone in the calm center of the gale. Lightning flashed in the whirling cloud. Deep inside his own mind, he struggled to break free, but something had him in its grip, and he could no more resist than a compass needle can ignore the compulsion to point towards the hub. At last he found what he was searching for. It was a doorway, edged in octarine light, leading to a short tunnel. There were figures at the other end, beckoning to him.
I come, he said, and then turned as he heard the sudden noise behind him.
11 stone of young womanhood hit him squarely in the chest, lifting him off the ground. Mort landed with Isabel kneeling on him, holding on grimly to his arms.
Let me go, he intoned. I have been summoned.
Not you, idiot! She stared into the blue, pupilless pools of his eyes. It was like looking down a rushing tunnel. Mort arched his back and screamed a curse so ancient and virulent that in the strong magical field it actually took on a form, flapped its leathery wings and slunk away. A private thunderstorm crashed around the sand dunes. His eyes drew her again. She looked away before she dropped like a stone down a well made of blue light.
I command you!
Mort's voice could have cut holes in rock.
Father tried that tone on me for years, she said calmly. Generally, when he wanted me to clean my bedroom. It didn't work then either.
Mort screamed another curse, which flopped out of the air and tried to bury itself in the sand.
The pain!
It's all in your head, she said, bracing herself against the force that wanted to drag them towards that flickering doorway. You're not death. You're just Mort. You're whatever I think you are.
In the center of the blurred blueness of his eyes were two tiny brown dots, rising at the speed of sight. The storm around them rose and wailed. Mort screamed.
End of CD 6.